a few weeks when talking about the topic of Churban, reasons for Churban, introspection about them. The din of the Yochid, the din of the Tzibur. The din of the Yochid and the Tzibur different in many ways. The Yochid HaKadosh Baruch Hu has infinite amount of time to reward. Tzibur is here and now. The fact that there's a din of the Tzibur does not necessarily imply that anyone who gets punished for it in that din could be a aver of the Tzibur. It's a Rash and Chumash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went through Mitzrayim. The Jews painted the doorpost with dam. It says in the Mashkus wouldn't come. Why? So what did the Jews have to do? The Jews had to dissociate totally from Egyptian society enough to be included in the Gzadin and Mitzrayim. Person who is part of a tzibur is responsible for the tzibur. We discussed also, we looked at a number of different chorbonos. There's chorban by Esrishim, Avodah Zadil Raish Vichos Domin, chorban by Shenis and Eschinim. There's the death of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, which is a major trauma in the history of Klal Yisrael, the Spanish Inquisition, Zeres Tach V'Tat. Zeres Tach V'Tat, it's not written that much in a lot of history books. Over a million Jews were killed, 1648-1649. And we discussed Sinas Chinam and Mises Tamil Rebbe Akiva. Now let's just focus on the Churban by Esrishim. Churban by Esrishim, you read the Nevi'im. Nevi'im tells them Churban is going to happen. Avodah Zorah was rampant. Gemara says, Avodah Zorah, did the Raish, Vichas Domin, would not have been enough to cause the Churban. It was accompanied by Bittul Torah. Had there been Bittul Torah there, had there been Limudat Torah, Avodah Zorah, did the Raish, Vichas Domin, because Torah is Megan, Torah protects. What does it mean Torah protects, and why does Torah protect? There's one, this story, Gemara. David HaMelech heard that he was supposed to be Niftar on Shabbos. He didn't want to be Niftar on Shabbos. That's Xavier. On Shabbos, he sent Lentura the entire Shabbos. Malcolm Obis came. Well, I said, I can't touch him. He's on Lentura. Once, twice, three times. Can't touch him. He's on Lentura. Malcolm Obis has a job to do. So what does he do? He goes out to the garden in front of his house and disguises himself as a wind. The trees are. There's rustling of the trees. David HaMelech picked up to see what's happening outside. He tripped on the stairs and he was killed by the fall. He's all telling us a very important lesson in that. And that is important lesson is very simple. Kol zman a person is dovek in Torah, nothing can go on. He's not dovek in Torah, then he's subject to everything. As the Rambam writes, this shkocha protus and the shmira. Being dovek in Torah has many dimensions besides being dovek. Mishnah says, Osa B'Torah Shema Yitzchak Teshchina, means our way of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's Le'elu Mikol Bechasa V'Shirasa Teshchasa Nechamos, beyond this world, beyond our conception, is via the Torah. We connect our minds to the mind of the Torah. So we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi writes a very interesting thing in Moreh Nebuchim. It says, Kol zman a person's mind is dovek b'shechina, no negative thing can happen to him. It says, but for most people, being dovek b'shechina is a simple stira to going about their daily lives. They go to the store, they have to buy milk, they're thinking about the milk, they're not thinking about very poor. He says there were four people who in the history of the world were able to be Dovak and Shrina at the same time, go about their daily life. That was the three of us, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Moshe. But while a person's mind is totally dovek b'shechina, Ram says he can go out into a battlefield, in the Rambam's version, spears are being thrown, arrows are being shot. Today's version, bombs are going off, bullets are flying. Nothing can touch him. It's a shmira gemura. But being dovek b'shechina is not a yes or no issue, it's on a scale. To the degree that one is higher on the scale, he's more shomer. 100% on the scale, he's totally shomer. And that is the skula that Reb Chaim Volozhin gives, that if a person finds himself in a dangerous situation, he should focus his mind totally and should be say Shemlin Nagdi Somud, or something that his mind will be dovek with thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he'll be saved. And so Torah is Megan, number one. Because being dovek in Torah is the same as being dovek in Shechina, because of Chochmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the Asa Elokim. Number one. Number two, Terry is an unbelievable mitzvah. Eil dvam shalom peretzem b'olam. Zad k'en k'yem z'olam ha'boa. V'salm v'Torah k'neged kula. It's number one. And on the flip side, Bittul Torah is a very serious aver. What is Bittul Torah? In the Ran and the Rambam. The Ran writes the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. We used to learn Torah all the time. Except the heter. Heter to eat, to sleep, and to drink, and to panosa, if you need it. Many heterim. Let's say a person stand, wakes up in the morning and says, you know, today I'm going to hang around the house, I'm not going to do anything. That means he has no opportunity to run to Torah and doesn't. According to the Ran, he's mevatel. Mitzvah says, be a dime. Mitzvah says, but kenegad the schar is the onesh for the bit lesson. Ram had a different view of it. Ram, the mitzvah Talmud Torah, starts Torah sometime in the day and sometime at night. So it's a very difficult Torah. This is a very easy kidvar Hashem Basel. What does that mean? Not taking Torah the year of my life. And that has a number of different manifestations. Number one, every person, when it goes on the day, thinks who he is and what he is. That defines him. A person is a doctor. And ultimately becomes part of self-definition. I'm a doctor. On the other hand, a person's self-definition, his eager identity has to come from time. And it's one of making terror. But let's say a person has an opportunity to learn Torah and doesn't. Or learns Torah and says, okay, I'm finished. Now I'm going to have something else. Let's say a person wakes up in the morning and says, today I'm not going to learn. I'm going to go to the football game. So let's say today, football is number one, Torah is number two. Making Torah number two is insulting the Torah. And what's he got? Oh, ash for it. He covers, and if she have vulnerable. Covers. Well, it's not allowed to make Torah number two. And Torah's capacity to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megan. A very forbidden Torah is very serious. And it not only takes away the Shmira of Torah, but it, in addition, is an very forbidden Torah. And it's something else. This means Parashim B'chukos HaTeleichus to Amelam B'Torah. By my being omel in Torah, it makes my whole Shmiras Torah mitzvahs different. It uplifts me as a person, uplifts the world, and my whole Torah mitzvahs different. If I don't learn Torah, all my other mitzvahs are different. And more than that, there's a very serious connection between Bittul Torah and Avodah Zarah Rishis and Shechus Torah. And that's the simple. What is Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah is that there are many forces in this world. Many forces in this world. And I want to... How do I control those forces in this world? Everyone wants to control his life by controlling the forces of this world. Control the forces of this world by connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then everything is Chayav Onesh. But that's a... That's not so simple. It's hard. People want to be in total control of their lives. So it began as a way of dealing with all the forces in this world and leaving HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of it. Desire to control the world and to leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu, view the world as being run by these forces, and it becomes independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then you have only these forces to deal with, and that's what you manipulate, that's how you control the world. Once they thought they could do it with the sun, with the moon, with the rain, with everything, they think they do it with science, with political science, economics, and keep the Kodesh Baruch out of it. You control those forces that are on the world, so you don't have to deal with the Kodesh Baruch. And worshipping those forces, the story of Avodah Zarah. Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on top, but sort of in the corner of your mind, when you're mentally preoccupied with the forces that rule the world. And today, okay, they don't worship the sun and the moon in those places. So they worship other forces. How many doctors think that, okay, can you Hashem Rofecha? I have an understanding, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is using me as a shliach. Very few. Very few. They like to view the world as if they can control it. They can't. This is Avodah Zarah. Once, but Avodah Zarah has another tremendous advantage. It's the story of the Benos Malach. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in the back of your mind, and you want to push him there, because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is controlling everything, you deal with him on that level, he's calling to all his Harv Onash, and I am very limited by that, because I see the connection between the Avera I do and the results, our mitzvah I do and the results. But the moment HaKadosh Baruch Hu is out in the back, and you feel you're controlling the world, so then you can do what you want. You don't have that limitation. You don't have those limitations. So the Gemara says, "Lo avdi Yisrael, varozor lahatlan gerayis b'fahesi." So what do? You begin with poor. From poor, you go to. You begin with znus, and from znus, you go to be ovid poor, bal poor. And znus is an avera, serious avera. Why is serious avera? But it has a contaminating effect on every way you deal with people. Two people can connect as human beings as guf and neshama. Or, in case of arayas and znus, they connect as guf and guf. If you confront people as a guf, you view yourself as a guf. And you lose that sense of Tzelem Elokim that's inside of you. So then the step to Ritzicha, if someone stands in your way, is very easy. But if your whole identity is, I am a guf and neshama together, and he is a guf and neshama, I may not like him, but there's a certain derherits I give him, because he is a neshama. And that's what makes Ritzicha repulsive to a person. Pasuk says, "Shofech dam ha'odom ba'odom domo yishofech." If a person's blood is spilled by another person, he'll be killed. Why? Ki betzelem Elokim also esal odom. Human beings created with tzelem Elokim, and he denied it. And he forgot about it. He didn't confront that reality. So on the one hand, those are the averis that push HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the background. And the mitzvah that brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the forefront is Limud HaTorah. And the fact that they had so pushed HaKadosh Baruch Hu out, and in their human relationships, they pushed him out, and they didn't have the antidote. They didn't have the way of bringing Kodesh Baruch Hu into the life. Kodesh Baruch Hu just said, "Forget it. There's no hope." Now, Spanish Inquisition, 1492, was a major trauma. Spain had been a major center for the Jewish community for 500 years, 600 years. It had become a major power, and they threw all the Jews out, or forced them to convert. And as far as Spain is concerned, 19 years later, in 1511, defeated the Spanish Armada, they disappeared from the world scene in any real way. What about the Jewish community? Spain was a split country. Northern Spain was controlled by Christianity. Southern Spain was controlled by the Muslims. Christianity was in a very dark era, and the Muslims were very cultured, advances in medicine, science, philosophy and the like. And the Jews staying there began to infiltrate into their culture, into who and what they were. There's tremendous conflicts. the tshuva in the Rivosh, when he got the tshuva from the island of Mallorca. And from the tshuva, it was clear that people generally didn't go to the terrorists, they went to court. He said that nothing, he says, if this is where you're holding, that means basically you respect the Spanish judiciary more than you respect the Torah. And nothing's, your community's not going to last very long. And Echonami, in the middle of the 15th century, the entire island of Mallorca baptized themselves and became Christian. But it didn't always happen. The Rambam writing Moreh Nevuchim, why did he have to write Moreh Nevuchim? He says, people were so overwhelmed by Spanish culture and Greek philosophy, they began looking at Torah as an inferior system. So he had to show them that Torah, A, there's a lot of overlap, B, and we're not, Torah's ahead. The Rajba, by the time of the Rajba, things have gotten much worse 100 years later. And Rajba writes, people began interpreting Chumash just as another Greek philosophy text. Adam and Chava, this all symbolic things without anything solid. And a famous gzeira against studying philosophy until the age 25 was promulgated by the Rashba. And you take a look at the Chosid Yavetz, who was the leader of the religious Jewish community at the time of the expulsion in Spain. So he asks, what happened? This entire beautiful community is having problems. It was a flourishing community, all of a sudden destroyed. And he said, because of the way the educational system was set up. The way the educational system was set up, people sent and learned Torah until their early 20s, and they closed the Gemara, and went into Spanish culture, to all the schools of Spanish culture. And the view was, well, Torah is for children, but sophisticated adults need Spanish culture. Says, and that got them totally involved in Spanish society, till HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to say, okay, as much as you worship Spanish society, they're going to push you away with a violent push. And it's even the Haggadah, for he shown the level saying of Avonu. He says, what is the Hishon de Lava Sein of Avonu? What's the He? What Om de Lava Sein? He says, Shalom Echo Bilvod Om Erlein Ol Chalosin. The fact that Jews have a desire to integrate into the society where they find themselves and lose their identity as Jews and become their identity, however they become their identity, at one point the guy says, goodbye, I don't want you. What is on the level saying of one? Shalawecha bilvar ala marlein l'chalos. Many years ago, Jews came to the Western world. They worshipped the Western intellectual world. The Western intellectual world today is viciously anti-Semitic as it was in the 30s. The more the Jew tries to integrate, the guy tells him goodbye. And that is what the Chosid Yavetz said was the cause of Spanish expulsion. He got too close to that society and threw us away. And no one complained that he said that. Medrash says that in Mitzrayim, Amru Niyu Kamitzrim, let's be just like the Egyptians. Poskulimo, they stopped doing Bris Milah. That means there was something physical that separated the Jews from the non-Jews. Was Bris Milah. Poskim Milam. We want to be part of you. It's Bris Milam. What happened in Shechem? What did Shimon Levi tell Shechem? Bris Milam separates us. Bris Milam is an objective thing that separates the Jew from the Lord. And they stopped doing Bris Milam. There's a machlokas between Tziv and Beis Halevi. Very deep machlokas. Reflects two different approaches to assimilation. One says simply, they stopped doing Bris Milam. The other says, no, how do they stop doing Bris Milam? It's a mitzvah. So this is a drabon and a bimoshi chavala. To after you do a Bris Milam, to do an operation, to then bring back the skin over it. And it's only Sidra Bonin and Sidra Raisin. There are two ways Jews like to assimilate. One is just to drop the Yiddish guy completely. And the other is with a Hechsher of a Dats. To make sure that everything is done kosher. But underneath that is a deep, deep, deep desire for becoming a goy with a Hechsher of a Dats. So this medrash happened. Miyak, immediately. Nebuch, the sin, the av the Egyptians had for the Jews was turned to a sin. And they used the Jews' stupidity in order to enslave. Major says, how does it happen? You can take a whole nation overnight, say, they're regular citizens, you're slaves. That's not kind of happening. So what happened? Pyro first declared universal conscription. Everyone had, there's national service for everyone, Shevut Lumi for everyone. And so the Jews wanted to be good citizens, they signed up. The only one who didn't sign up was Shevut Levi, because they were busy running a ship. Then one by one, this got an exemption, this got an exemption, this got an exemption, this got an exemption. Until the only ones who are left a slave as in this national service were the Jews, and then that turns that national service turned into slavery. As Siv writes, that's the pattern of Jewish history. The pattern of Jewish history is the Jews want to integrate as goyim. At one point, the goyim get afraid, and they reject the Jews, control the Jews, kill the Jews, enslave the Jews. It's an ongoing pattern of Jewish history. And if you look at different eras, different times of Jewish history, Tziv says it's an ever-repeating cycle. A number of things went wrong in 1648-1649. The Jews at that point, the unbelievable flourishing of Torah at that point, Polish society just took off, and Jews were part of that explosion in terms of wealth, in terms of influence. So even in terms of the Imanat Torah, the basic proportion we have in Shulchan Aruch were all written at that time. You have the Bach on the tour, you have the Magen Avraham, you have the Kaz, Shach, all written at that time. Tremendous explosion, but side by side with that was a whole other dimension of Polish society. It was famed, there was a Jew was king for a day in Poland. The Jews became part of Polish society in a total way. The way they dressed, the way they talked, the way they did everything. So there were those groups who were learning, but the rest of Klal Yisrael at the time integrated totally into Polish society. You can integrate in society as long as you remember who you are. And that integration to society was met. What happened? The Jews were running the government. The Jews were running the economy. very strong way. And when there was an uprising against the Polish noble class, so they took it all out on the Jews who were busy running the country. That's number one. And a lot of people at the time said this is a repeat of what happened in Spain. You're too much involved in society, too controlling the society. It's very dangerous. The United States today, it's also people say, isn't it wonderful? This Orthodox Jew basically in the White House, out the White House right now. Apparently the next FBI chief in the United States will be an Orthodox Jew. Isn't it wonderful? When Jews get too involved, there's always an anti-reaction. An anti-reaction. That is a major part of the problems of followers. Tesis Yantra says, we'll start, we'll finish this off next week. That's a short time.